rudimentary system. It is a safety data collecting technique and is carried out to promote full employee cooperation in the implementation of the company's safety program. Now, when I talk about safety inventory system, inventory somewhere here means data. So, here they are collecting data from employees on how to improve and what are the loopholes in the current safety system. This helps in planning the annual safety program and provides clues to that needs to take further actions. As I told you, the data is being collected, how it can be improved and what are the loopholes. So, if we come to know through this data what are the loopholes, we will take proper or appropriate action before it's too late. If hazards were pointed out earlier, it helps in prompt corrective actions. This is done once in a year. Now, when I talk about the frequency, it is done once in a year. That means implementing the new ones and reviewing the old ones. Now, here we discuss about few companies who already, you know, implement this workers participation program in their industries and how they are doing it and what are the benefits that they have, you know, reaped out of it. So, the first case we take is of Bale. In this, the case study approach for the purpose of conducting an empirical investigation to the issue of workers' participation in management and decision making in Bale work environment. So, here they have used some concepts of research methodology, that is, case study method. Now, there are various methods of conducting a research. So, here when Bale is conducting this research, the method that they have used is case study approach and empirical investigation. That means the way, the form of investigation was empirical investigation. And here they discuss about the workers' participation in management decision. So, they have restricted it to management decision only. The study was conducted and data were collected both through the primary and secondary source. Now, when I talk about primary and secondary source, in any research, whenever we collect some data, they are of two types, primary. That means I will directly, you know, talk to a person or maybe I observe standing over there and I collect the data on my own. But sometimes practically sometimes it is not possible. So, we do take help of secondary data. That means the data earlier was collected by somebody else and now I am also using that data. So, in this they have used primary and secondary source. Primary source of data were derived from the questionnaire and in-depth interview from employees of all departments in Bale like HR, finance, production and sales and marketing. So, here in primary source, that means I want to collect my data. So, I have to define from whom I have to collect data and how. Now, I may be collecting data, you know, standing over there and observing things. So, is it practically possible for me to just observe and, you know, collect the data or not? So, here what technique they have used, they have designed a questionnaire. That means they have designed sets of questions which they will be asking from the respondents. And then they have, you know, taken some interviews as well. So, in-depth interview means they have actually asked series of questions to that respondents. So, here they have used two methods, designing a questionnaire and in-depth interview. And the respondents, they have taken, interview or questionnaires from, were from different areas of specialization and departments like HR, finance, production and sales and marketing. So, the questionnaire was in three sections. So, they have divided this questionnaire into three sections. The first contained question on respondents' personal data. For example, what is your name, what is your age, what is your gender, etc. So, these is personal data of the respondents. The second on the level of workers' participation, while third is on workers' participation structure. So the second part of this questionnaire has questions related to what is the level of participation. Now sometimes some industry, you know, or implement this participation program in their organization, but then are not willingly or readily ready to exert this to high level. So here they were trying to identify that this workers' participation program is at what level and how much is it really contributing to the organization. And the third part, that what is the structure of this particular participation system. Now talking about the secondary source from where they have taken this information. So they have taken the information from company records, maybe they have some records in their files, bulletins and other official documents. The adoption of this tool helped to collect both quantitative and qualitative data. So when I talk about quantitative data, that means I know the exact numbers, and when I talk about qualitative data, it has just a description. A sample of 100 employees out of 3500 was chosen for the study, and simple random sampling technique was used to select the sample for conducting the study. Again, here too many research methodology terms are being used, such as samples, random sampling technique, etc. So now see, practically for our industry, who has thousands of employees employed in their organization, it's really not practically possible to take or interview each and every employee. So what we do is we select some of them, and this particular set of employees represent the others. So here the total population of the research was 3500, but we will not be able to complete a research on time if we try to take the whole population as our sample. So what we do is we select some among them. So what they have selected is 100, and the method they have used for their sampling, that means for selecting a sample also we require, we have certain methods. So here the method what they have selected is random sampling. That means randomly, say after every 20 employees I have selected one. So that is random sampling. Findings and discussions. So after all this questionnaire, in-depth interview and collecting data from various sources, what findings they have found and what were the discussions that took place? The BALE employees are satisfied with the functioning of the management in participatory machineries and initiative in organizational interest, which is effective and efficient in functioning. So what they found out of this research is the employees are quite satisfied with whatever the organization is doing to gain participation from employees. Majority of the employees agreed that management has a positive attitude towards staff, and they are treated with respect, and their workplaces and the participation is confined to only workers. Now here they have given a very positive feedback about the management, saying that even organization or the employer is looking this participation program with a very positive attitude, and it is also benefiting to the workers. The organization conducts sufficient number of training programs, and each and every employee is very proud to work for BALE. Now here they have a sense of involvement, ownership, and they are being trained on regular basis, for which they also feel very satisfied to face new skills, and abilities are developed so that they can face any upcoming challenge. Majority of the employees converse that workers' participation in management improves understanding between managers and workers, and the method which is mostly used in workers' participation management is joint management council. So here we come to know one more thing, that in this participation program, the tool which they are using is joint management council. That means equal number of representatives from management and workers. The management has brought about their personal development through participation and recognition. The workers also accept that they have improved a lot, they have developed themselves a lot by contributing suggestions and participating in such decision making process. And also they were recognized if their suggestions are being really qualitative. Most of the employees agree that committee members do share the information with their colleagues after the meeting and that workers desire to participate in decision making in organization. As we have earlier discussed that it is practically not possible, you know, to involve each and every employee. So we ask employee to, you know, elect some of the representatives who represent the other employees. So what procedure followed here is the representative of the employees, they attend the meeting and whatever is being discussed in the meeting and whatever is the problem, everything is being discussed among the other employees and they also take, you know, feedback or suggestion from other employees as well. Now here we are talking about workers' participation in Bosch. In Micro Bosch, important decisions like achieving and increasing the output on new machines and processes, increasing the group efficiency of departments, bringing comfortable chairs for operators on guide, overlapping operations are always taken in joint discussion with workers and their union. Now here again you can see which type of tool is being used. Yes, joint consultation committees. So here they have involved their employee or the employee participates in making some of the important decisions wherein some of the important decisions are highlighted. How to increase output on new machines. Now when you know there is a process change or a machine change, somewhere it takes time for an employee, you know, to adjust himself to that machine because he is so used to the old process and the machine. It takes time him to adapt to that process or machine, and during that time there may be chances that there are defective products or the output reduces. So they have taken the employee feedback or involved the employee in identifying that how this can be reduced and how the output can be increased. In fact, the principle of working is to support the workers in their justified needs and requirements, and in turn workers would always support in production quantity, quality and due date performance. Now here they are saying that because of this, what is happening? Because of the support, supportive and the justified need requirement, that means they are actually involving the employee in the area where they are interested into. And result of this, always the workers, whenever required support from employer, they have supported, and even the employee is ready to support whenever needed in terms of, you know, producing more quantities, quality and you know, to meet the deadlines of production. Now Bosch also implemented suggestion schemes in his industries. Idea management, more than making suggestions, at Bosch associates at every location are encouraged to submit suggestion for improvement. That means just mere giving suggestions, it focuses more on new ideas, and that is being called as idea management over there. So here they are not inviting suggestions, but they name it differently, say contributing new ideas. When I talk about new ideas, it is towards improvement. Ideas can include, for instance, ways of optimizing operation, improving product quality, avoiding wastages or promoting environmental protection. Associates are also encouraged to submit ideas that may even go beyond their direct area of responsibility. So here we can see that it is not only limited to their area of expertise or responsibility, but employees are encouraged to give ideas on the listed matters if at all he or she do not belong to that particular department or area of expertise. Rally Insurance, the 291 employees at this insurance company came up with 1319 new ideas in 1 year. So when this same scheme was implemented here, we can see that 1319 employees altogether have contributed through ideas and suggestions just in a 1 year's time. One employee came up with 49 new ideas. So here we see out of this 1319 ideas. So what is happening again is 49 ideas are being contributed by a single employee. That means we can see the level of enthusiasm and creativity among the employees. One employee came up with 49 new ideas. Another employee's new idea saved the company's so much money, that is $145,000. That means your one idea has saved so much of money. So even a single suggestion can save money, reduce cost, you know, improve processes. When talking about Ford Motor Company, in 1 3-week campaign in 1996, Ford workers and engineers in Chicago and Atlanta came up with new ideas that will save Ford Motor Company more than $73 million a year. So Ford Motor in 1996 has arranged this program wherein specifically what has happened, workers and the engineers together, they found out measures like coming up with new ideas, improvisation in process, cost reduction, etc., which actually helped the company to save $73 million a year. Blischweiss, on the first day of a new idea campaign, the 200 employees at this Acheson KS, the wholesale hardware distributor, came up with 100 new ideas within a week. The 200 employees had come up with over 400 new ideas. So here there are few more companies who has provided this data that as soon as they launched their idea campaign, so many employees had come and contributed. Talking about Toyota employees in Japan average more than one new idea per week across the whole workforce. Now, as we talk about Toyota, this company is known for its quality excellence. So we can understand that this particular schemes has been launched years back in their company. So what they have given the data is average. That means on an average, if we see, then more idea is being contributed across the whole workforce per employee. Johnson Controls, the 230 employees in this Georgetown KY auto parts factory generated 631 new ideas in 1995. So when we are talking about 1995, when the scheme was implemented in this particular organization, almost 631 new ideas were given by their employees. Each of the employee came up with 30 new ideas. That means every employee has contributed 30 new ideas, out of which 631 new ideas were there in 1995 in 1 month alone. Only the scheme when it was implemented has shown this result in just 1 month. So we can see that if such type of schemes and participation programs are run on regular basis, we will be flooded with new ideas which will help us not only to save money but launch quality product and to differentiate ourselves in such a competitive market. Tesco. The close association between employees and management at Tesco is dated far back in 1990. Now, when we talk about Tesco, this company is implementing such programs since 1919. However, it formalized in the form of workers' participation in management in August 1956. So, as I told you, it can be done formally or informally. So, it got formalized in 1956. Since then, there is no looking back in this regard. That means Tesco is still continuing with this type of programs, which is contributing a lot to its profitability. In 1982, Tesco celebrated the first Silver Jubilee. That means in 1982, it was already 25 years of workers' participation in management scheme. In fact, right from inception of the scheme, the purpose of the scheme was to promote productivity, make no workers better understood of their role and place, and satisfy their urge of self-expression. So the ultimate objective of TISCO behind this workers participation program was not only, you know, promoting productivity, but looking at the psychological satisfaction of the employees working over there. They know, or they have a clarity of their roles, how they are going to perform, how they are going to contribute. And they also give chance to employees to express their views. Since 1957, the Workers Participation Management Scheme as set up at TISCO consists of a three-tier system as outlined below. Joint Departmental Councils, Joint Works Councils, Joint Consultative Councils of Management. Now, here they are adopting a three-tier approach wherein they have divided them into classes or standards. CET. There are local committees in CET in every department to discuss service conditions, safety, and canteen committees. Now, this sounds something new, which we have not, seen in other companies. Here, they have spoken about canteen committees and a cooperative credit society. So, now when we talk about cooperative credit society, they are also, giving some credits to their employees to fulfill their short-term requirements. And when we talk about canteen committees, they look after, the quality of food, the hygienic condition of the canteens, which is the basic requirement for any employee. In addition, there is a regular consultation between the management and the union external office bureaus. The union also raises certain issues related to productivity, environment, work process fitting. The central office bureaus of the Mumbai Shramik Sangh are involved in the negotiation. So here they have also involved the third party involvement, to improvise on productivity. They are also talking about, how to improve the work environment, how to, redefine their processes, and fatigue. Fatigue means, after working long for a long duration on a single process, you are bored, and then this boredom creates fatigue. And they have also implemented some measures so that this workers' participation management becomes more effective. Your employer should adopt a progressive outlook. They should consider the industry as a joint endeavor in which workers have an equal say. Workers should be provided and enlightened about the benefits of their participation in the management. So this is somewhere talking about, the orientation of why workers participation management is important for employer and employee. Employers and workers should agree on the objectives of the industry. That means it is again a voluntarily accepted process, and they should agree on the objectives which, will help the employee grow and, to have their self objectives fulfilled. They should recognize and respect the rights of each other. Ultimately, it's all about, mutual agreement and mutual rights and mutual respect for each other. Workers and their representatives should be provided education and training in the philosophy and process of participative management. Now, when we have seen data of, so many companies wherein so many suggestion schemes, and even one scheme and suggestion have, saved companies $1 million. So here, this particular scheme should be taken more seriously, and this can be done through, educating the employees and their representatives, training them so that this philosophy is injected in each and every employee. Workers should be made aware of the benefits of participative management. Only then they would be, motivated to participate and grow. There should be effective communication between workers and management, and effective consultation of workers by the management in decisions that have an impact on them. Again, here we are talking about there should be a two-way communication. Clear information should be, you know, passed to the required parties. And again, there should be consultation with the workers' representative in designing or taking decision which has a greater impact on employee and employer both. Participation should be a continuous process. It cannot be a one-time process. Say for example, you implemented once and then you are not reviewing it again and again and it is not in continuous motion, it may not show its effectiveness. So to make workers' participation management scheme more effective, it should be continuous in process without any breaks. To begin with, participation should start at the operating level of management. That means here they are focusing on involving people from ground level working on the floors. A mutual cooperation and commitment to participation must be developed by both management and labor. Modern scholars are of the mind that the old aged, a worker is a worker, a manager is a manager, never the twain shall meet. That means here we are trying to, you know, break this myth that manager will be always a manager, worker will be always a worker. No. Through this scheme, we are somewhere empowering the worker or, polishing their leadership skills by involving them into decision-making processes. And they should be replaced by managers and workers are partners in the progress of business. Not everyone can be a leader, but allow employees to play a leadership role. So say the old aged concept which says the manager will be always a manager and worker will always remain worker, we now in this modern society need to change this through implementing such schemes. It says that manager and worker together are partners. Partners in what? Running this organization smoothly. Yes, of course, every employee may not have that leadership skill, but some of them may really be very good at, very creative at taking decisions. So let us allow those employees at least to, you know, contribute to the organization and grow in their lives and, expose their leadership skills in them. So from here we definitely understand that how a worker's participation in an organization is helpful not only for employee but also for employer. Through the worker's participation, many companies have, you know, good brand image in the society, as well as they are saving so much of money, which together will lead to growth of that particular organization. Thank you very much.